Hey, welcome back into the Devil Radio Studios here, the Solidarity Realty Studios with Devil Radio, right on University Avenue here in Madison, Wisconsin. More of Let's Get Local here for you now, and let's get back to our conversation with Sean Fedeplace of Main Street Alliance. Again, they had the big trip out to D.C., looking for some action, looking for some support. And Sean telling us what happened with local leaders and restaurant owners, along with him, heading out to Washington, D.C. to try to get the attention of those officials out in Washington.
Well, I think when you look at that, too, there's so many different restaurants, and that's part of what makes each community unique and special, right? And why you want to go to certain places, right, to have lunch here, have breakfast here, whatever, experience that. And if you're going to lose more of that, our communities are going to lose more of their identities in the process of losing jobs and process of losing, you know, some of these people maybe losing their livelihoods and longtime passions and businesses. So this is about, like, I understand when they look at the budget and they look at the numbers, but this is about people. This is about U.S. citizens.
Yeah. And it's also about fundamental fairness. You know, the program was funded one third. So one third of them got it. Two thirds of them didn't. And I'm glad for the one third. They didn't do anything wrong. They applied, mm-hmm. They got their stuff in, and through a luck of the draw and a lot of other reasons, they received the funds. Unfortunately for the two thirds that didn't, they are now competing for labor with the one third who got it. So that's also causing disruptions, because, you know, the folks who got it can raise wages, but the folks who didn't can't. So it's almost, what's the word I'm looking for? Really just exacerbating the underlying issue. And so, that said, I think that here in Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers has really helped lead the nation in terms of helping invest in small business. His administration has invested over $1 billion in grants, including the recent Main Street Bounce Back grants to help revitalize, vacant downtown spaces. And that's great, but because of the failure of this vote, there needs to be more support given to the restaurant industry to be able to get through this.
How do we find out, Sean, who are restaurants that really need help? I mean, some people aren't that vocal about putting it out there, but as our listeners, as community members, what can we do to try to help this process and help our local restaurants?
Go to the smallest places first. I mean, I think that they, in some ways, incurred the biggest amount of losses. Businesses that did not have the ability to pivot to delivery as well. There are a lot of businesses that just didn't have the business structure to be able to do that, and they couldn't easily pivot. So I would say, like, go anywhere, any small business that you want to, any place that you go support, that's better than not doing it. However, I would say that those who were not as easily able to pivot to delivery or other kinds of business, those are the ones who need the most help.
That's a great point. So Sean, what else can be done here? We got about a minute or so here. What else can you tell us about what the state can do and what you hope the state will be able to do?
Yeah, the state received over $2.5 billion in funds as part of the rescue plan. Again, the governor literally has led the nation on these issues, and so we're very appreciative of that. But more needs to be done. More needs to be done to support through grants these industries, now that we know that this money's probably not coming at this point. And so we'll work with his office to do that. And if you want to join us in those efforts, both that and then also pressuring our federal elected officials, including Senator Ron Johnson, to change course, you can join us at mainstreetalliance.org and find out more there.
Sean, thanks for all the work you've been doing out there. Keep pushing, keep doing your thing, and I know you're going to help more people. So thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, Jason.
That's Sean Fedeplace, Main Street Alliance in Wisconsin. They have been doing, and Sean in particular, been all over the place, doing so much work, reaching out on Main Street. Main Street's all across Wisconsin to connect with local businesses and organizations and find out what they need, how they can be of help, how Main Street Alliance of Wisconsin can be of help to them, and organizing and putting the message out and making sure that the community and our communities all around and our community members, which is you and I, know what's going on, know those challenges that are faced. I mean, hearing those staggering numbers, especially about restaurants, and local restaurants, so many of them projected to not being able to make it and being closed. Think about that in your community. Do we just want a bunch of McDonald's and chains across the board in our communities? Is that all we, those are all the choices you want? Those are not all the choices I want. I enjoy so many of the local restaurants, local shops. This goes to retail as well. You know, not to just say, call out the big ones, but the big ones are there and they've got a lion's share of the market, right? And they've got all the big marketing and all the big notoriety and awareness about the Golden Arches on that front and Walmart on the other front. And I don't know. Oh, man, it's so critical, so vital. And so if we can't get the leaders in Washington, or we can't get the Republican leaders in our state who have the majority to try to do things at the moment to help support these local businesses and keep those, our neighbors, our friends, our people that have put their heart and soul, the people we talk to every week on this show, the people we highlight every week on this show, and all the countless other ones that are out there, I'll get off my soapbox in a minute, but if we can't do that, if those people aren't going to support them, then we have to do it. You and I. I do not want every community to look the same. I don't want every state to look the same. I love the uniqueness, the passion, the heart, the experience of those different types of businesses that that brings to us in whatever community we're in, living in, visiting, all of that. I don't want to lose 70% of our restaurants. Break coming up, and last segment of today's show. We'll be back in a bit.